So if you own rental properties anywhere around the Kansas City metro, you know, straddling that line between Missouri and Kansas, then you probably know that feeling come tax time. It sometimes feels like you're just handing over a shoebox full of crumpled receipts, right? Maybe some notes scribbled down. You've got different county rules. Costs always seem to be going up. And let's not forget the never-ending maintenance receipts. Every single dollar you spend, well, it needs to be justified, tracked carefully, and ideally deducted if you really want to make the most of your investment returns. So today, we're going to try and cut through some of that chaos. We'll focus on just one specific, but I think really strategic deduction, property management fees. And yeah, let's get the good news out right away. That fee you pay a professional manager, it's generally tax deductible. But honestly, that's not the most interesting part, is it? What's really key is how having a professional system in place turns that expense into, well, one of your best, most organized tax defense strategies. It actively shields your income and, frankly, just simplifies your life.
That's exactly right. That's kind of our mission today. We want to move beyond just knowing, okay, the fee's deductible. Hmm. We want to explain why investing in that kind of organization pays off, often in ways you don't immediately see. We'll dig into how the IRS classifies these expenses, what specific fees actually count, and maybe most importantly, how really good record keeping, which is critical when you're operating across state lines like so many do here in KC, how that becomes foundational to your, you know, your long-term wealth strategy. Because let's face it, without solid documentation, even a perfectly legitimate deduction isn't worth much if you can't prove it.
Okay, good point. Let's start there then with the official side of things, the foundational principle from the IRS. Why do they even let us write off these property management fees? What's the logic?
Well, it really boils down to one pretty simple classification. It's considered a necessary business expense. See, the moment you own rental property, you're essentially running a business. It doesn't really matter if it's just, say, a single duplex out in Overland Park, or if you've got a whole portfolio of houses down in Lee's Summit. You're in business. So if the property is held for rental income, then the fees you pay to run the necessary day-to-day operations, things like tenant screening, collecting rent, coordinating repairs, those are all operating costs, these fees. They're treated just like paying the utility bills for the property or hiring cleaning services between tenants. They directly reduce your taxable rental income.
Okay, that makes sense. And since we are talking about Kansas City investors, folks who often have properties in both Missouri and Kansas, we need to be sure. Does this classification work the same way on both sides of the state line?
Oh, absolutely. The IRS rules on this are federal. So the key factor isn't the physical location, you know, MO or KS. It's the purpose of the property. As long as the expenses are, in IRS terms, ordinary and necessary to keep that rental business running, they're deductible on your Schedule E. It doesn't matter if the house is in KCK or KCMO. It's a uniform benefit, which actually makes things a lot simpler for investors right here in KC.
Okay. You know, I always kind of assumed the IRS wouldn't care that much about, say, a $50 or $100 monthly fee when I'm already deducting maybe $15,000 in mortgage interest. Does this specific deduction, does it really move the needle for the average landlord?
Oh, it absolutely moves the needle. Dramatically, in fact, because we're not just talking about that flat monthly management fee, right? This deduction actually covers the entire life cycle of managing that tenancy. And believe me, those fees add up fast, especially if you have any tenant turnover. Let's maybe unpack that a bit, like a checklist. So beyond the obvious monthly management fees, you can deduct costs like leasing fees or tenant placement fees. That's the money you pay the manager specifically to find and screen and place a qualified renter. That alone can be a pretty hefty deduction right off the bat.
And I imagine that often covers the cost of coordinating all the repair work and maintenance too, right?
Precisely. Maintenance coordination costs are definitely covered. Think about it. If you manage an older property, maybe somewhere like Midtown KC, you know, you might face unexpected HVAC issues or plumbing problems, things like that. Well, the administrative time and any associated fees the manager charges for organizing those repairs, getting quotes, overseeing the work, that's deductible. And it also includes things like the costs of advertising and marketing the unit to find those new tenants. Plus, any specific accounting and financial reporting costs related to the rental business itself. And even those really stressful expenses like eviction costs and associated legal fees. If those are handled by or billed through your management company, they are generally considered deductible operating expenses too. So it means that investment in management really becomes an immediate tax advantage. It covers pretty much every eventuality from finding a tenant to dealing with their departure and everything in between.
Wow. Okay, that's a much broader list than maybe some people realize. But we do need to talk about the gray areas. You mentioned a new roof earlier. What kind of expenses don't qualify as immediately deductible? What's the mistake investors tend to make here?
Yeah, that's a really important distinction. The biggest mistake, I'd say, is blurring that line between your immediate operating expenses and what are called capital improvements. This is often where landlords can run into trouble, especially if they try to categorize, you know, major upgrades as just simple repairs on their tax forms. Maybe a simple way to think about it is like this. Expenses for routine maintenance or operations like, say, painting a room between tenants or replacing a leaky faucet, those are kind of like buying groceries for the property. They get used up, consumed fairly quickly, and you deduct them in the year you pay for them immediately.
Okay, but what if I spend, I don't know, $15,000 putting in a brand new high-efficiency HVAC system or maybe adding a deck onto the back?
Right. Well, that's different. That's more like buying a car for the property, not groceries. That's a capital improvement. These are things that significantly add value to the property itself, or they substantially prolong its useful life well beyond just the current tax year. You can't just write off that whole $15,000 in one go. But, and here's the important caveat, while those big costs aren't deductible immediately, you do still recover them through tax benefits. It's just done differently. They get depreciated over time. Essentially, you spread the tax benefit of that cost over several years, according to IRS depreciation schedules. It's definitely more complex accounting. And honestly, it really highlights why it's so important to consult with a qualified tax professional. They can give you specific guidance on whether something counts as an immediate operating expense or if it's a long-term capital improvement that needs to be depreciated. Getting that wrong can be costly.
Okay, that makes sense. Depreciation versus immediate deduction. Now, here's where I think it gets really interesting, especially for the serious investor, the one who's maybe busy with the day job too. Deductions are great, but they're basically useless if you can't accurately document them and then compile everything for your tax return, right? That burden of record keeping, it feels like the enemy of maximizing profit sometimes. So how does using a professional management system fundamentally change that whole tax prep burden?
This right here is, I think, the often unheralded superpower of good professional management. And it's exactly why savvy investors don't just see the fee as a cost, but as a, well, a necessary organizational tool. A good management company essentially operates as your centralized digital documentation hub for that property. Just think about the difference for a second. You're moving away from that, you know, that dreaded shoebox stuffed with random, maybe faded receipts. And instead, you're potentially just delivering a single, perfectly formatted PDF report straight to your CPA. It's a night and day difference because every fee, every repair invoice, every bit of rent income, it's all tracked, usually in real time. And it's accessible to you, like 24/7 through a secure online owner portal.
So instead of me spending hours digging through old emails and bank statements trying to figure out what was spent when, what kind of tangible outputs are they actually providing that make filing, say, that Schedule E almost effortless?
Yeah, you should be getting specific, really useful documentation that's designed precisely for tax filing. This usually includes things like detailed monthly statements. And critically, those statements should have all the expenses automatically categorized, often in ways that line up directly with the categories your CPA uses, which saves them time and you money. And then, most importantly, they typically provide comprehensive year-end summaries, like a profit and loss statement for the property for the entire year. This kind of transparent, itemized accounting system does something else too. It drastically minimizes your risk if you ever face an audit. Why? Because the source documents all those maintenance logs, the actual receipts, the invoices. They should be securely stored online by the manager, ready to back up every single deduction you claim. This focus on having verifiable data isn't just about convenience. It's really a financial safeguard for them.
Right. That makes total sense. The organization is key. So let's kind of get the dots further. What does this organizational advantage really mean for the bigger picture? For the investor who's focused on maybe expanding their real estate footprint here in Kansas City, how does leveraging this organized documentation actually fuel growth?
That's a great question because organized record keeping is, well, it's the absolute foundation if you want to scale your rental business. It impacts things in at least three major areas, going way beyond just that annual tax return. So first, there's the obvious financial impact. When your deduction tracking is optimized and accurate, you calculate the lowest possible taxable income legally allowed. That directly increases your net cash flow for the year, more money in your pocket. Second, it enables better performance analysis. When you have all your expenses clearly categorized and tracked, not just for 1 year, but year over year, you suddenly gain immediate actionable data. You can spot trends much more easily. Like, are maintenance costs suddenly spiking at one particular property? Is your tenant turnover rate increasing more than you thought? That data lets you ask why and fix it.
Yeah, that lets you be proactive about problems instead of just reacting when something breaks or a tenant leaves unexpectedly, which ultimately probably saves you money that would otherwise just become surprise expenses later on.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. And that leads right into the third strategic benefit, future growth. Think about when you go to apply for refinancing on an existing property, or you want to secure loans to acquire your next rental. What do banks and lenders demand? They want clear, professional-looking financial records. Having robust documentation from a management system builds tremendous financial credibility. It shows you run your rentals like a real business. So in that sense, your management system isn't just managing the day-to-day of the property. It's actively building a bulletproof financial narrative that helps convince the bank to support your next big move.
That link between proactive management and solid financials is really clear. You know, that focus on asset protection and using data. It should be visible in pretty much everything a quality management service does. Like, if they're proactive about doing pre-move-in inspections, making sure the HVAC system and maybe the insulation are truly ready for a brutal Kansas winter, well, that diligence probably reduces those surprise middle-of-the-night emergency repair calls in January, which in turn makes your financial records cleaner, more predictable, and easier to manage for tax purposes.
Absolutely. The connection between truly proactive quality management and organized, useful documentation is seamless. It's direct. Things like proactive communication with tenants, planning for preventative maintenance instead of waiting for things to break. It all translates directly into fewer unexpected large expenses,
yeah,
which means fewer chaotic receipts to track down and a much more predictable, easier to prepare Schedule E at the end of the year. It really is an integrated approach to protecting and growing your portfolio. So just to summarize things definitively, yes, property management fees in both Missouri and Kansas are typically tax deductible. But more than that, hiring a professional manager who provides organized, transparent, and detailed accounting isn't just about convenience. It's actually a smart business investment that actively helps optimize your taxable income and secures your financial records for the future.
Right. And that organizational clarity, that's really the essential takeaway here for any serious investor listening. Instead of maybe just begrudging that management fee as another cost hitting the bottom line, smart investors are starting to recognize it as a necessary investment, an investment in documentation that's designed to help you maximize every single legal deduction available. So the real question maybe isn't if these fees are deductible, we've established they generally are. The more crucial question you should ask yourself is this. Is your current system, whatever it is, robust enough to fully capitalize on all those deductions? And is it building the kind of financial credibility you need for future growth? Are you using management that's truly built to help your portfolio expand? Or is your current method, maybe through lack of organization or missed details, silently allowing potential profits to just bleed out? That choice, ultimately, determines your trajectory as an investor.